Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. I'm looking forward to a series of videos on God's determination. I would love to see your faith so rock solid in what God has done to produce within us a very audacious faith, the ability to risk our lives on the truth of the word. One translation of Hebrews 11, chapter 1 says, "Now faith is betting your life on the unseen realities of God." That's what I'm talking about. Just like those of old to run right into a troop, jump over a wall. I mean, they had such bold confidence to believe God. Well, there's something we're going to learn today and in this series that I believe is going to bolster your faith and cause you to go right over the top. So number one, we do these videos so that your relationship with God takes on tangibility, so that God becomes real in your life. It should be that way. I didn't marry a love letter. I married a person in my wife, Erin. And we have testimonies each day because she's tangible and we spend time together. That ought to happen with our relationship with the Lord. Number two, it would become much easier for your faith to reach out and receive when God is real to you. The scriptures come alive to you. And number three, that we might share our testimonies, not just scriptures, but our testimonies to others of what the Lord has done. So let's go back to our scripture that we always quote, Matthew 11, 27 to 30, in the Message Bible, and it says this. Now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. What an invitation to have the same kind of relationship that Jesus did with the Father, that walking and talking and hearing and responding relationship where miracles seem to be in the life of Jesus very normal, regular, and to be expected. We don't see Jesus twiddling his thumbs or fussing about experiencing his Father or seeing that which is of this world change right before his eyes, even if it was raising up a dead man by the name of Lazarus after 4 days. He walked with his Father. And so are we. All right, we're over in Genesis in chapter 1, 1 through 3, and we're going to start right there to talk about God's determination. And so what we know from the very beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, when it says God, it means God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So over in Hebrews chapter 11, 1 through 3, you see where faith is that intangible substance, I should say invisible substance, that very tangibly brings the materiality. And I know this is a lot right now. I'm going to say it again. That invisible substance that brings the tangibility of the heavenly world, the spiritual world, the materiality of spirit into our existence and brings change. And that's why it said that God took that which was invisible and created that which is invisible. And then we see all kinds of individuals who just responded to God with that audacious faith and believed God, and the materiality of heaven moved on their behalf and changed things in this earth. And people stood back and in amazement saw what their eyes couldn't see. They saw the result of heaven touching the earth and bringing change. Now, we call this miraculous. We call this supernatural. But the truth is, for someone who lives on the other side, it's very, very normal. Amen. God and angels, they all exist in the heavenly materiality. And when that heavenly materiality touches this world, it brings what we call miracle signs and wonders. Well, folks, our heaven, our citizenship is in heaven. So you could say very simply, because we are spiritual beings, that heaven is our real home. And that's the place that we live from as well, where it becomes normal for us to bring heaven and the tangibility of that world, the materiality of spirit, into this world. And when it touches the materiality of what we call earth, earth changes. Tumors disappear. Eyes see. Ears open. Praise the Lord. The blood flows freely without any sickness, without any disease. I'm telling you, it's just one to the next miracle after another. But to us and to heaven, it's just expected. It's like getting up in the morning and breathing air and taking in a nice big breath and saying, man, I'm ready for the day. Well, as nicely as you could take in that air and didn't fuss about whether it would go in, miracles are supposed to happen to you each and every day. All right. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And number two, we see the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And all of a sudden, you see that the Spirit of God was doing something. He was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, without taking too much time here, the beauty of this is to show you that it was the third person of the Trinity that was first mentioned of the Godhead. Yes, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 mentioned all of them. In the beginning, Elohim, the one true and only God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, created the heavens and the earth. But the first individual personality we have is the Holy Spirit. And what was he doing? He was hovering over the face of the water. What was he waiting for? It seems like he was busy doing something. He was warming the earth up for a what? For a creation. For things to pop. For evidence of heaven and the blueprint being initiated by the word spoken, light be. The Holy Ghost was there to bring the light. And it happened immediately. Oh, glory to God. This helps us to see God actually wants to produce things right here and right now. Not in the millennium, 1,000 years later, sometime in the future. No, what God has done through Christ, he has done for you to receive right here and right now. And Jesus has brought those realities into your soul, into your spirit, so that you can walk in them from that world and change this world. I hope all this is making sense today, because it's exciting me what I'm getting ready to show you about God's determination. Well, the interesting thing was in verse 3, it says, God spoke light, or light be, and light appeared. And then it says, and God saw the light and said that it was good. Now, why did God see the light? To see the light means God inspected what he created, and after he inspected it with the expectation that it ought to look exactly as he saw it in his heart, in his eye, mind's eye, he then said, hey, that's good. In other words, it's just like I wanted it to be, which tells you God's really, really into quality control, and he wants you to experience everything that Jesus gave you in the fullness of the way Jesus gave it. God is determined not to hide and seek. If that's the case, we'll never find him. God is determined to show and tell, to put on a show. Well, I think I've got some verses that talk about that. That's pretty cool. Over in 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Well, why are they doing that? It says to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him. In other words, those who respond to him in trust, belief, in faith. Those who step beyond themselves to believe in him, God is actively looking back and forth throughout the whole world to find that individual so that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Now, this is a really interesting thought. Why does God have to look back and forth throughout the whole earth? Shouldn't everywhere he look, he find people one after the other, every single individual trusting him, believing in him, stepping out boldly and daringly to go where no man would go before? Well, that's a really awesome question and thought, that God actually has to find someone. He should be finding everyone. So what does it tell you about the percentages? The percentages are never really good for the things of God. Why? People are swimming in negativity. And the more they swim in negativity and believe that negativity is the way that world's supposed to spin, the less chance you'll have of people daring to go against the flow, against the crowd, and believe God. But for those who will, the eyes of the Lord are roaming to find you to immediately. As the next verse says in Jeremiah 1:12, it says, then the Lord said to me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten to perform it. That's why I stopped. The eyes of the Lord are roaming to and fro to show himself strong on your behalf immediately. He hastens to perform his word. What are we seeing here? God wants to put on a show. God wants to put on a performance. God's looking for someone to believe him so that he could do with them the exact same thing that the Holy Ghost was doing when he was hovering upon the face of the earth, ready and prepared and warming things up for what? To put on a show, a demonstration, to put on a display. Wow, God doesn't just want a few people in Hebrews chapter 11. God wants the whole world in Hebrews chapter 11, where we're all trusting him and confiding in him and responding to an encounter with him so that we can be placed in that same chapter. And it would be said of us, by faith, Jim, by faith, John, by faith, Ed, by faith, Sally and Sue, and so on and so forth. Come on, can you hear the heart of the Lord today? God is determined that you would experience him. God knows that the goodness of the Lord is what will bring change. The goodness of God brings repentance, brings a man to repentance. Repentance means change. Change of the way you see it, change in the way that you experience it. God wants to bring change to you through what? Showing you how good he is. I mean getting rid of that tumor. Glory to God, getting rid of that pain. Man, we've been seeing so many wonderful healings and testimonies and miracles of things that are taking place. God setting people free, healing people left and right. It's become just normal. Even just recently, just working with a family member who's had all kinds of difficulty in their life where there's been so much pain there. And as a result, so much concern, or you could say worry or anxiety. And as a result, there's been some twitching in the face that's just been nonstop. And you folks, there's some things you just can't live with. But just the other day, sharing just a few simple thoughts, I let her know when you go to sleep, everything's going to change. She woke up that next day and I text and said, now, how is it? How did it work? Well, she said it was pretty much the same last night as I slept. And then she changed everything. She said, since I'm writing this to you, oh my goodness, she said, I'm smiling and it's not triggering a reaction in my face. And the rest of the day, she had so few compared to what she normally would have of twitches in her face that it gave her great hope. Well, now it's time to take it to the next step. But folks, God wants to show himself one day so you'll actually desire to experience him more the next day. And then the next day and the next day. And as long as we keep our focus on Jesus and make sure that we realize there's nothing good of the world and the flesh, why give it tangibility? But give the tangibility to Jesus. I'm telling you, you can go from glory to glory or from good experience to best until glory to God, it's all gone. Folks, work with me on this. God really is determined that we would experience him. I love this over in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I love this. The Lord is not slack, or the Lord is not slow concerning his promises. He bears patiently with you, is what one translation said. In other words, God's not holding anything back. He has to bear patiently with us, where we're at, how we respond to him. And when we share things about God's determination, it will cause you to want to jump up and respond to him in a way that you haven't been responding. Folks, this is the good news. The gospel is good news. It'll make you want to shout right while you're looking at something that makes you want to cry. Amen. When you change your perspective, everything will change within you, and they'll rise up within you, a joy and a peace that will overcome the despondency in your soul. You'll begin to see light for the first time in a week, a month, a year, or years. And you realize that the Lord God is God, and you have hope once again, and your faith, your response to God will bring the materiality right out of heaven and change things right in your physical body. He'll quicken your mortal body by his spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. There's change. He'll kill a cancer, drive out a disease, make a bone-on-bone walk without any pain. Put the tendons back in. Put the padding back in. Man, God wants to do amazing things right on this broadcast right now. And I'm just telling you, God wants to do something in someone's rotator cuff. He also wants to do something concerning a bone-on-bone situation. The Lord is touching you right now. If you'll count to five, I usually tell people you got to do it in German, but no one usually knows German. But anyhow, if you'll count to five, by the time you get to five, there'll be a heat that'll come into your bones, whether it's your knee, whether it's your hip, whether it's your ankle, whether it's something in your shoulder or in your wrist or in your elbow. And the power of God sets you free right here and right now. There's also some disease in somebody, and it's a chronic disease. The doctors say you'll have it forever, but it stops as of today. And watch in the next 24 hours, everything turn around and change come to you. I'm asking you right now, jimhockaday.com is our website where you can find our email, jhmi@jimhockaday.com, and send us the reports of what we've just said right here and right now. We're going to leave this broadcast, come right back where we were. The Lord is not slack. The Lord is not slow in fulfilling his promise. He just bears patiently with us. Well, some of the things that were just said are stirring people right now to have healing in your bones, in your back, in your hip, in your knee, in your wrist, in your shoulder. Stirring up people to be free from chronic disease. Stirring up people to be free from bone-on-bone situations. God's healing people right now as I speak. I'm just so thankful. It's just so fun to hang out with the Holy Ghost and watch him do things like this every single day. So if you're not subscribed, go to Adventures in Grace YouTube channel and subscribe for us. I don't care how many we have as far as what it does to YouTube or how it makes us look. I care how many we have because I know this message is bringing tangibility to people's lives where faith becomes simple and testimonies abound. And so I'm asking you to do so that you can begin to hear these on a regular basis. You can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us if you'd like. Then by all means, send us in those testimonies. Boy, it's going to get good from here. This is our first, but we're going to just go from one to the next on a series of videos, God's determination. Come back and see the next one. Bye.